Welcome to Grace for All, a daily devotional podcast produced by the people of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee. Do you have a favorite scripture or a favorite Bible story? This month, our writers are sharing reflections on their favorite lessons and passages from the Bible. We hope their words might inspire you to reflect on your own favorite scripture message. And we'd love to hear from you if you would be willing to share. You can reach us at podcasts@firstchurch.org. That's podcasts@STCHURCH.org.
A member of the family. Mark Chapter 3, verses 31 through 35 from the New International Version. Then Jesus' mother and brothers arrived. Standing outside, they sent someone in to call him. A crowd was sitting around him, and they told him, "Your mother and brothers are outside looking for you." "Who are my mother and my brothers?" he asked. Then he looked at those seated in a circle around him and said, "Here are my mother and my brothers. Whoever does God's will is my brother and sister and mother." All of us are part of a family, the people with whom we grew up. We don't choose them, and they certainly don't choose us. If we are fortunate, our families work as they should, with members supporting and loving one another. Some are less fortunate, with families torn by strife and dysfunction. No matter how we feel about them, however, those people are our family. As the saying goes, we can't deny them. Some have read this passage in Mark as Jesus rejecting his physical family and preferring those who are seated around him. But I don't think that's what's going on here at all. Jesus can't deny his earthly family, just as we can't deny ours. What he is doing instead is identifying those who are around him and those who do God's will as part of his family. Can you imagine the connection you would have if you could say Jesus was your nephew, your cousin, or your brother? What if you could think of Jesus as a family member, a person who would be loyal to, a person on whom you could always depend no matter what? And beyond Jesus himself, we become part of a spiritual family that loves and supports us and to whom we can give love and support. Our family becomes anyone who does God's will. Jesus, in these verses, is offering us a powerful and inclusive invitation. Our prayer today, our Father, help us to recognize the opportunity to be part of your family and to help us every day to be always worthy of membership in that family. Amen. This devotion was written and read by Jim Stovall.
You've been listening to the Grace for All podcast, a ministry of First United Methodist Church in the beautiful foothills of the Great Smoky Mountains in Maryville, Tennessee. I'm Jonathan Jonas, the senior pastor, and I'm grateful that you've shared this time of devotion and prayer with us today. We hope you'll join us for the next episode, and we also welcome you to join us for worship this weekend, whether here in Maryville or by live stream, wherever you are. Grace for All is written, edited, and produced by the lay members of First United Methodist Church. To learn more about our congregation and its other ministries, please visit our website at firstchurch.org. That's the number one, STCHURCH.org.